Go. Okay, good evening. This week's parasha, Va'era, is also Shabbos Mevarchim Shvat, the last Shabbos of Teves, and the Hachana, the Bracha, for the coming month of Shvat. And many times we try to talk about the connection between Va'era and Shvat. The fact is, though, that it's still Teves, and we have a full week of Teves, and we shouldn't give up on Teves, although Teves, as mentioned in previous weeks, is the month of Din, Don, the month of Midas HaDin, cold, dark, the Shem Havaya, the combination of Hashem's name for Teves is backwards. And the question is, why is it called Teves? Teves really means good. Toivos. Yet, so much tragedy and so many, what we would call, bad events occurred in the month of Teves, and yet the month seems to the name of the month indicates that it's a good month. And one of the answers, in a continuation of what we were speaking about last week, is that in Teves we begin the Yemei HaShoivivim, which are the weeks of Tikkunim. And during these weeks, we rectify the Chatoyim that are referred to as Ra. Vayihi Eir B'choyer Yehuda Ra Be'enei Hashem. So one who rectifies this Chet, and every year one is given an opportunity to continue to rectify on a deeper level. Ein tzadik ba'oretz asher yaseh tov v'lo yechta. One is zoiche to be mahapech from ra to tov. As we read at the end of Parshas Vayechi, Yosef says to the brothers, atem chashavtem olai, ro'o Elohim chashova l'toiva. Ra is nishapech l'toiv, teves, toivos. Even though this is a month, a difficult month, a dark month, a cold month, a month of din, the days of tikkunim begin dafka in teves, to be mahapech the ra to toiv. And the parsha that we read at the end of teves, in a year like this, when va'era is Shabbos Mevarchim Shvat, sometimes Shmois is Shabbos Mevarchim Shvat, when Va'era is, we have in this parasha something similar to the to being mahapech from Ra to Toi, from Din to Rachamim, from Teva to Lamayla min HaTeva, which is what Parshas Va'era speaks about. Va'era, which the name itself suggests revelation, Va'era means and I appeared and I revealed, which is also really the opposite of Teves. Teves is the month of concealment. Everything that occurred in Teves is concealment, it's choshech, it's darkness, it's Hester Panim. Yet we read Va'era, and although in previous years we've been connecting that to Shvat, because Shvat is the month of Gilui after Teves, especially Tu B'Shvat, the fact that we read Va'era, and this entire week, this last week of Teves is in the week of Va'era, and everything is B'Hashgacha Pratis, then clearly, Va'era is connected to Teves. Because the whole idea of the Hester Panim, the whole idea of the Choshech is that we be mehapech the Choshech to Or. That we turn the concealment into revelation. That we turn the Ra into Tov. And with that, we can understand the first pasuk of this week's parasha, which Mefarshim have difficulty with. Rashi explains it clearly, Vayadaber Elokim El Moshe Vayomer Elav Ani Hashem. What's the pasuk saying? Hashem spoke to Moshe and he says to him, I am Hashem. Moshe has already been introduced to Hashem before. What's the introduction here? Ani Hashem. Why the change from Vayadaber to Vayomer, from Elokim to Hashem? And previously we've been connecting this to Shvat, because the first half of Shvat is still under the domain of Din, the second half of Shvat is Rachamim, so the first half is Vayadaber Elokim, the second half is Vayomer Elavani Hashem. But in connection to Teves, without getting into Shvat, because we have to be Mahapech Teves, in Shvat is already the Hamtaka. The Hamtaka, the sweetening of the Midas HaDin, takes place in Shvat, already now, starting Tu B'Shvat, or according to Beis Shammai, Rosh Chodesh Shvat, when Beis Shammai says it's the Rosh Hashanah for the Ilan. And until Mashiach comes, Teves is still under the domain of Esav. Teves is a month of tragedy. And our job, and especially in our generation, the generation of Ikvus of the Mashiach, the generation of Don, it's incumbent upon us to be Mahapech this month. That it should go from Vayedaber to Vayomer, from Elokim to Havaya. Teves is a month of Elokim, it's a month of Din. Donani Elokim, says Rachel when Don was born. Elokim is Midas Adin. Bereshis Bara Elokim, Rashi says, B'tchila Olam Machshava Libra Yisraelim B'midas Hadin. We know that Elokim is Din. Elokim is also Teva. Elokim is B'gematria HaTeva, as the Svarim tell us. Teves, with the Ayin, K'yodua, that the letter Ayin, as mentioned in the previous weeks, is the letter that Teves was created with. So if you take the word Teves, insert an Ayin into Teves, it's Teva, Tivius. We were subjected to Teva in the month of Teves. Chanukah is the Yomtiv of Lamaylam and HaTeva. Chanukah is the Yomtiv of 8. The number 8 is a number that is associated with Lamaylam and HaTeva. Shmini, that's the number of Mashiach. But after Chanukah comes Teves, we fall into Teva, into the world of Teva and the world of Din. And in the world of Teva, it's possible that there could be Choshech, and it's possible that there could be concealment. Our job is to remove the Ayin from Teves, as mentioned, Yeshua's Hashem keheref Ayin, heref Ayin, to remove the Ayin, which is the Ayin Umois, the Ayin Lashon, which took over in the month of Teves, the Alpenei Sahaim, as we mentioned at the beginning of Bereshis, where it says, v'ho'oretz ho'isa soyhu v'avoyhu v'choyshech al p'nei sahoim. The first ayin is in the words al p'nei tahoim, which refers to Golus Edom, Golus Yishmael. And even before that, the word toyhu, the first downfall is the toyhu. Bereshis bara Elokim es hashamayim v'es ho'oretz, everything's fine. V'ho'oretz ho'isa soyhu. Soyhu is the first Golus. That's Golus Bavel, says the Gemara, says the Medrash. Toyhu is Bavel. When did Bavel begin the siege surrounding Yerushalayim in Teves? Toyhu is Begematria Teves. Teves is Toyhu. Teves is Teva, Din. Our job is to be Mahapech, the Midas HaDin, and the Midas HaRachamim, which already really was done for us with the Nes of Chanukah, which enters into the month of Teves, it illuminates the Teves. Chanukah is Shem Havaya. Chanukah is Lamaylam in HaTeva. Chanukah is Rachamim. So, Vayedaber Elokim El Moshe, Vayomer El Vani Hashem, the Pasuk is telling us, the first Pasuk in the last parasha that we read in the month of Teves, that Teves is not over yet. And a Yid could transform Vayedaber to Vayomer, Din to Rachamim, Dibur is Loshen Kosha, Amira is Loshen Raka, Elokim, Midas HaDin, HaTeva, transform that into Yudkei Vavke, into Shem Havaya, Giloy Shem Havaya. Which, the idea of Giloy Shem Havaya means to reveal that even in the world of Teva, there's Lamaylam and HaTeva. Even where there's Choshech, there's Or. Vayomer Elokim, Yehi Or. From the Choshech comes the Or. That was the Nes of Chanukah. And from Chanukah, we entered into Teves and into the Yemei HaShoivivim. And the Yemei HaShoivivim, besides being days of Tikkunim, is precisely that. Because if one is misaking himself during these weeks, he experiences this transformation from Choshech to Or, from Ra to Toiv, from Din to Rachamim. And this begins even more so in the second week of Shovavim, which is the Vav of Shovavim, Tat, this year, because it's a leap year. Because in this parasha we have the Makos. The Makos, the 10 Makos, begin in this parasha. 7 here and 3 in the next parasha. The Makos not only were the punishment for the Egyptians, but as the Pasuk says in Yeshaya, Noguf Virofu, the Makos served a dual purpose. It plagues the Egyptians and it heals the Jews at the same time. The Jews are going out of Mitzrayim during the duration of the Makos. When the Makos are taking place, the Jews are experiencing Yetzias Mitzrayim, even before they actually go out of Mitzrayim. They go out of Mitzrayim physically, literally, they go out of Mitzrayim, Tesvav Nisan, bodily, they all left Mitzrayim. But during the time that the Makos were taking place, they were experiencing a spiritual Yetzias Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim was leaving them. They were becoming separated from the Mitzrayim who they lived amongst. Each Makkah separated them more and more from the Mitzrayim. The Hiflesi, as we read in this week's parasha, the Hifrashti, the Hiflesi, there was a separation by Makkah's Oroiv. But by each Makkah there was a separation, and by each Makkah, Klal Yisrael experiences Yetzias Mitzrayim, experiences a refuah from Mitzrayim, which Mitzrayim, the klipa of Mitzrayim, is Ervas HaOretz. Mitzrayim is Ra. Mitzrayim is Teva. Mitzrayim say themselves, Paro said, Lo yodati es yud kevavke. I do not know Shem Havaya. I do not know Lamaila Menateva. He agrees, he's masking that there's such a thing as Elohim. But yud kevavke not. And the whole purpose of the Makos is, V'yodu Mitzrayim ki ani Havaya. V'yodu Mitzrayim has to know that I am Hashem. And you, Klal Yisrael, V'datem ki ani Hashem. You will know that I am Hashem. And where is this taking place? It's taking place in Mitzrayim. They didn't leave Mitzrayim, but in Mitzrayim they're experiencing Yetzias Mitzrayim. What we're talking about. Teves is the Mitzrayim of time. Nisan is Yerushalayim. Nisan, Tishrei, the months in which we experience Simcha. Teves is Mitzrayim. And that's why right as we begin the month of Teves, we read in Vayigash how Yaakov and his sons go down to Mitzrayim, and Hashem tells them, Al tira, do not be afraid, Meiridah Mitzrayim. And we too, we're entering into the month of Teves. The Torah is hinting to us not to be afraid. On the contrary, to accept the challenge, and from the difficulty, Hashem gives us challenges because He wants us to grow. We grow from the challenges, from the difficulties. And Dafka in Teves, we have the ability to grow even more so perhaps than in times where things are clear, as mentioned many times. So the psukim in this parasha, this whole parasha of Va'era, talks about revelation in Mitzrayim. Revelation, not, they didn't leave Mitzrayim yet. That's next week's parasha. Next week's parasha is Boy. In parasha's Boy, they're leaving Mitzrayim. Boy, we always read in Shvat. Because in the month of Shvat, we get out of this rut, sort of. We get out of this Ra, this Mitzrayim of time, we leave in Shvat. But Va'era is still read in Teves. And the fact is that Klal Yisrael still find themselves in Mitzrayim. They're still there. They haven't left. But in Mitzrayim, they're leaving Mitzrayim. In Mitzrayim, they're experiencing Yetzias Mitzrayim. Just as in Teves, we have the Yemei HaShoivivim, where it's possible for us to experience our own personal Yetzias Mitzrayim, our own personal expressions of Geula, as we read in this parasha, V'hitzesi, V'hitzalti, V'go'alti, V'lokachti, V'hevesi, where every year has to go out, has to allow the Mitzrayim to leave him. And the goal is, as the pasuk says here, "Boy daber al paray melech Mitzrayim vishalach es bnei Yisrael." Paray melech Mitzrayim should send the bnei Yisrael, as mentioned last week. The shame that was supposed to be mechaven in the bracha of Tekab B'Shoyf HaGodlis, chabu ches beizvav, which is chayil bolavai kienu, which means that the tumah expulcates, the tumah spits out the sparks of Kedusha that it has swallowed because of our Chatoyim. When the Tikkun takes place, the Tumah itself, Chayil Bolavai Kienu, it vomits out those sparks of Kedusha that have been swallowed up by the Koiches HaTumah. V'shalach es b'nei Yisrael, that the Tumah itself sends out the Nitzutzei Kedusha. V'shalach es b'nei Yisrael is B'gematria Chodesh Teves Chodesh Shvat. These two Chadoshim, where the Yemei HaShoivim occur in. These two Chadoshim are the Chadoshim of where we learn about Yetzias Mitzrayim, the end of Teves, beginning of Shvat, where we are experiencing Yetzias Mitzrayim. We're going out of Mitzrayim, in Mitzrayim Gufa, in Teves, in the darkness we are experiencing Kibbutz Goliyos, which is, as mentioned last week, the Yemei HaShoivim are sort of a gift that were given to us from Chanukah. Chanukah gave us the Shoivim. Chanukah has 192 hours, Yodua, Kabetz, Kemisper Kabetz, 24 times 8, Kabetz Goliyoseinu, Kibbutz Goliyos, Kibbutz Nidachim, Kibbutz Nitzutzos, that's what we're supposed to be working on during these weeks of Shoivavim, because the Chiz Chatoim lead to the opposite, V'yafoytzuv, Pizur, and the tikkun is to be makabets, kibbutz nidachim, vikabets nidachenu. Takabes shayfa gadol lecheruseinu v'sonez lekabets goluyoseinu v'kabetseinu yachad me'abakan v'zorz le'atzeinu. Baruch atah Hashem makabets nitche amo Yisrael. And in these, in Parshas Va'era, the kibbutz begins. As we look at the first pasuk in the Haftorah this week, which is a pasuk from Yechezkel. Koyomar Hashem Elokim bekabetsi as Beis Yisrael min ha'amam asher nafoytzu bom. Kibbutz from Niputz. Niputz is a remez to the chatoyim that we are being misaken during this time. And the tikkun is the kibbutz. Chanukah, there's kuf tzadik beis hours, equal to bakoil, mikoil, koil. It's yadua that koil is the midas hayesoid, which is what we are being misaken during this time. And that's what Yishmoel is loichem, especially in this generation, the last generation of Golas, which is in clearly the most difficult in this inyan. And the tikkun of this inyan is that, and that is totally bias HaMashiach, as all the Svarim tell us. That's why is Yadua that only one who is a Shoyim Bris is called a Tzaddik. If we take away the word Tzaddik from the word Yisrael, Yisrael is 541. 541 minus 90 is equal to Yishmael. When does Yishmael have Shlita over Yisrael? When the Tzaddik is missing. Yisrael, 541 minus 90 is 451, which is equal to Yishmael. When we're Mesakein the Midah of Yisoid, when we're Mesakein the Midah of Yisoid, which is the Tzaddik, V'amech Kulam Tzaddikim, Yosef HaTzaddik, then there's no Yishmael. Then we rule over Yishmael. Yishmael only dominates when the tzaddik is missing, which makes the days of Shoivavim, especially in our generation, even more important, because we are suffering from Yishmael. And as mentioned last week, after kibbutz comes hoida'ah. Without this tikkun, it's very difficult for a person to praise Hashem, which is why the combination of Hashem's name in Teves is LaHashem Iti UNeroimim HaShemoi, which refers to Hoida'a, Shir V'Shevach, B'Peh, which the Tikkun HaBris is Tikkun HaPeh HaLoshen, also Bris HaLoshen, Bris HaMo'er. We see this in a pasuk in Kapitel Kuv Vav of Tehillim, which is incidentally tonight, tomorrow's Shir Chodshi of Tehillim. Those who say Tehillim every day of the month, so tomorrow is Kuv Vav, Kuv Zayin. And the last, one of the last psukim of Kapitel Kuv Vav is Hoishienu Hashem Elokeinu. We say it, those who daven Sfar, say this pasuk before Lamanatzeach Beneginos. Maybe those who daven Ashkenaz say it too, I don't know. Hoishienu Hashem Elokeinu v'kabitzenu min hagoyim lehoidos l'shem kodshecha. So clearly the pasuk is telling us v'kabitzenu min hagoyim is the prerequisite lehoidos l'shem kodshecha. There can't be lahaydais l'shem kodshecha if there isn't v'kabetzeinu min agoyim. And we see this in many, many tefillos. We see this throughout the davening and at the end of the davening. That first we ask that Hashem be mekabetz, and then that we be able to praise Him. They go together. We mentioned also that what it says in Kapitel Chaf Aleph of Tehillim, which is the kapitel that talks about Mashiach, Hashem Ba'ozcha Yismach Melech, there it says, Sekademenu Birchais Toiv. Says the Ateres Yeshua that the word Teves is the acronym, Sekademenu Birchais Toiv. And what's really interesting, this he doesn't say, but we can be merames this, is that the words that we just quoted from the Pasuk in Tehillim and Kuv Vav, Lehoidois L'Shem Kodshecha, coming after the Kapitzenu Min Agoyim, Lehoidois L'Shem Kodshecha is exactly B'Gematria Sekademenu Birchois Toiv, which is Teves. That means the goal is to come to Lahaidais L'Shem Kodshecha, which we accomplish through the Tikkunim of Shoivavim, beginning in Teves, Sekadamen with Berchais Toiv. That's the goal. The ultimate goal is to experience Kibbutz Goliais and Lahaidais L'Shem Kodshecha, Dafke in Teves, Dafke in Mitzrayim. As in this week's parasha, the Makos begin in Parshas Va'era, in Mitzrayim, and the Jews are experiencing Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Tumah of Mitzrayim is leaving them, Vishalach as Bnei Yisrael, Dafke in Mitzrayim. And that's why Chanukah, which was the Yomtiv that prepares us for this, the Yomtiv that enters Teves, besides being 192 hours, Kabeitz, Shoiz, Bakoil, Mikoil, Koil, which is what Yishmael fights, Yodoi Bakoil, the Yad Koil Boy, you know, he attacks the Koil, he attacks the Yesoid, the Midas HaYesoid of Klal Yisrael, he attacks this Mida, and the only way we can combat him is the Yad Koil Boy. If we fight him with Koil, if we're Masaka in the Koil, Bakoil Mikoil Koil, the Gematria Kabetz, Kibbutz Nidochim, Kibbutz Mekabetz Nitche Amo Yisrael, Chayel Bol Vaikienu, we will rid ourselves of Golus Yishmael. Just as Klal Yisrael rid themselves of Golus Mitzrayim, which Mitzrayim was the first, Yishmael is the last. No, it's Soifon B'tchiloson. Mitzrayim and Yishmael are related. We know that whatever happened in Mitzrayim is happening now with Yishmael. Yishmaelim sold Yosef, Midas HaYosef, to Mitzrayim. Yosef HaTzadik. Yishmael and Mitzrayim are related. Yishmael marries Vatikach lo ima isha me'eretz Mitzrayim. His mother is from Mitzrayim. Hagar is bas paroi. Yishmael marries a Mitzri woman. Mitzrayim and Yishmael are one. So whatever we see in these parashiyas concerning Mitzrayim, ki me'tzeischa me'eretz Mitzrayim, arenu nefloiz, will occur now and is occurring now with Golus Yishmael. And the way to combat, the way to be misakein, the way we fought Mitzrayim then is the way we fight Yishmael now. So on Chanukah we experienced Haida. What's the whole Yom Tov is Lahalel Lahaida is Lashimcha Hagadol. Lahaida Kitik the Shana Acheres Kvoim Bahalel Vehaida, because Chanukah is Merames to Tik. Chanukah is the Yom Tov of Tikkun Abris, especially as we read Chanukah is the Sfarim tell us Chanukah is the Yom Tov of Yosef Atzadik. So Chanukah is the Yom Tov of Re'iya. We were sacking the Pagam of Re'iya, Haroya Mevorech Shtayim. So Chanukah is 192 hours, Kabetz, and we are Zoyche to Lehoidos Ulehalel, because what comes after the Kabetzeinu Min Agoyim, as mentioned before, Lehoidos L'Shem Kodshecha. Especially this year there's a special Sgula and a tremendous Maila to Shoivavim, because it's a leap year. Shoivavim Tat. And there's a famous word from one of the old Belzer Rebbes. They say it even was said by a tzaddik before. In Parshas Miketz, b'negeya to the Maila of a Shnas HaIbur. Whenever there's a Shana Me'uberes, this year is a Shnas HaIbur, a leap year. We say l'chaporas posha in Shmoyna Esrei of Musaf of Rosh Chodesh, which we'll be saying next week. There's an extra month to do tshuva, and in a leap year it's Yodua. The Sforim tell us that a leap year is a year of din, because of the chet, the miyot hayoreach, is what caused that there should be a shana mu'beres, and therefore the shaloh hakodesh and all the others talk about the din that occurs in a shana mu'beres. Many tzaddikim were afraid, it's yadua. The Rebbe Rashab, for example, told his son and many of the sikhs, whenever there was a leap year, he was very afraid of a leap year. He was always worried. A lot of midas hadin in a leap year, a lot of tragedies occurred in a leap year, but that doesn't have to be that way. That's why there's shoivavim tat. There's an extra 2 weeks. Normally, there's only 42 days of Shoivavim. 42 equal to the Eheya twice. Eheya Asher Eheya. Eheya is 21. 21 plus 21 is 42. Keneged the 42 words of Ona B'chayach Gedulas Yemincha. But in a leap year, there's another 2 weeks. And because there's another 2 weeks, we've got 56 days. Where do we see that 56, that the extra 2 weeks that we have in Shoivavim is related to the fact that it's a leap year? So this we see in this Pasuk in Parshas Miketz, said the old, I think the Sar Sholem of Bells, with the first Bells thereof. Others bring it down from Tzadikim before that. Ki lule hismamonu, ki atosh shavnu zeh pa'amoyim, said the Shvatim to Av Yaakov, because he was delaying, was procrastinating in their opinion, and not sending Binyamin with them to go bring Shimon back to get the food. So they said, Kilule hismahamanu, had you not caused us to delay, we could have returned twice already. Ki atoshavnu ze pa'amoyim. So the Heilig Belzer have said an unbelievable pshat in this pasuk. He says, Kilule, lule is oisius elul. Even the Targum says, Are ilulafoin. You have elul straight there. Ilulafoin, elul. Kilule hismahamanu, that if we delay and don't do tshuva in elul, which really means Elul, Tishrei, till after Yom Kippur. And in this case, it seems that it means even after Chanukah one didn't do. He says, Ki atosh shavnu ze pa'amoyim. We have an opportunity because ze is equal to 12. The 12 month occurs in a leap year, pa'amayim, two times. Ze pa'amayim is an adar aleph and an adar beis. Shavnu, we can do tshuva even afterwards. We can do tshuva because there's a double adar. So what are we doing the tshuva exactly? What does that mean? Does that mean to say that if we don't do tshuva in Elul, the next year is a leap year, so we have time till Adar Sheni? What exactly did he mean? He meant, obviously, that in a leap year, there's an opportunity to make up for losses in previous years, which is exactly what a leap year is. What is a leap year? It's to make up for lost time. The pashtus, that's what a leap year is. And if one did not do tshuva in Elul, one did not do tshuva in a Shana Pshuta, where there is no opportunity to do tshuva in the extra adar, where there is no extra adar. What do we have in a leap year? We have 56 days of shovavim. And when there's 56 days, shovavim goes into adar. Normally, shovavim does not go into adar in a regular year. It's only shmos v'era bo b'shalach yisro mishpatim, and that's it. So it ends Shabbos mevarchim adar. So usually it ends at the end of Shvat. But when there's a leap year, Shovavim starts in Teves, continues into Shvat, and goes into Adar Aleph. And as the Mishnah says, Ein bein Adar Rishon v'Adar Hasheni, Ela Mikrim Megilim Atonis Le'Avyonim. So Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni are really one Adar. It's one Adar. We have an opportunity that the Tshuva extends, the Tshuva of Shovavim extends into Adar in a leap year. Only in a leap year. Ki ato Shavnu. Shavnu is Shav Nun Vav. Shav, he can return Nun Vav for 56 days, unlike normal year when it's only 42 days, when it's a leap year it's 56 days, like this year, and then it goes into the Adar, which is a Zeh Pa'amoyim, which is twice. The Adar is twice in a leap year, and then you have Shavnu. You have Shavnu, Tshuva, Nu meaning Nun Vav is equal to 56. Shavnu is Begematria Mashiach. It's definitely a Zman Mesugol, a year like this, when it's a leap year, and it is din, it is midas hadin, true, but that's exactly what happens during Shavuot, and especially when there's another 2 weeks, we have the ability, as mentioned before, that by Yadaber Elokim El Moshe, by Yomer Elav Ani Hashem, to be mahapech the din terachamim. We say in the last stanza of Ana B'Koach, which is mentioned before, Ana B'Koach stands for, on the 42 words of Ana B'Koach is the 42 days of Shavuot in a normal year. Shavoseinu kabel u'shemat ha'koseinu yoidea ta'alumois. Perhaps hinting to us, Shavoseinu is Shavas Nunvov. Tza'akoseinu is Tza'akas Nunvov. Especially that the word Shavas, Shin Vav Ayin Tov, which means cries, the cries of Klal Yisrael, that cry out to Hashem to accept our tshuva. Shavas is Begematria Shuvu Bonim Shoivavim, which is what this whole concept is based on, these three words in Yirmiyahu. Shavas, Shavaseinu, Shavas Nun Vav, especially when it's a year, a leap year, our cries are heard more so because we have an extra 2 weeks and more of a greater opportunity to do tshuva. And that's why in this week's parasha, right at the beginning, we read, V'gam ani shamati es na'akas b'nei Yisrael, Hashem Mitzrayim avidu moysam. Vayadabra Elokim al Moshe, vayomer alavani Hashem. When we are mahapechtum vayadabra to vayomer Elokim to yudkei vovkei, din to rachamim teva to lamaylam an ateva. Through going through these, through being misakin ourselves during these weeks, v'kabetzeinu min agoyim, we are zoiche lehoidos l'shem kodshech, we are zoiche that Hashem listens to our cries. V'gam adi shamati es na'akas b'nei Yisrael. Because if not, as the Svarim say, tfilos are not niskabel the way they ought to be. There's no such thing really as a wasted tfilah, no matter what, but tfilos are not niskabel as quick and as they should be. If a person is not misakein himself. We want that there should be a tzinor, a direct pipeline. A tzinor is a pipeline. Rotzoin is the same letters as tzinor. Peseach es yodecha umazbia lechol chai rotzoin. Someone who's a chai. Someone who's alive. Someone who's misakin himself. He's considered a chai. Rotzoin is zeichet to rotzoin. Is zeichet to the tzinor, to noitzer. Noitzer chesed lo alofim. However, someone who's a mace, lo yameisim yahaleluka v'lo yikol yardei duma. A person who's any bal aveira, any aveira is misa, no matter what the aveira is. It disconnects us temporarily from Hashem, which is misa. When we do tshuva, we experience tchias hameisim. Tshuva is tchias hameisim. G'dayla tshuva shemaviya refuah le'olam. G'dayla tshuva that it brings chius to the world. The first time the Torah ever hints to us, the Gemara tells us that ha'omer ein tchias hameisim in ha'Torah will not have tchias hameisim. A person who says that maybe I believe in tchias hameisim, but there's no proof from the Torah at all that there is such a thing as tchias hameisim. So the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, such a person will not experience tchias hameisim. Where does it say in the Torah that there will be tchias hameisim? The most common known, what everyone knows is Oz Yoshi and Moshe b'nei Yisrael Sashira Azayis LaHashem, which we always read in the midst of Chodesh Shvat. We always B'Shalach Shabbos Shira, the Shabbos of Haida'ah, which is during the weeks of Shavuvim. That's not the first time, though, that Tchias HaMesim is hinted in the Torah. The Gemara brings another pasuk prior before that. That's the pasuk in this week's parasha, right at the beginning. V'gam hakimoisi es berisi itam. Loseis lohem es eretz Kenoan. To them, that Hashem made a treaty with the Avos that he will give them eretz Kenoan. That he didn't give it to them, he gave it to us. It should say loseis lohem. So the Gemara says, mikan l'tchias hameisim in ha-Torah. Right here, in Parshas Va'era, always read in Teves, in time, Teves is sort of a month of, it's a dead month, it's dead. The vegetation, the trees, that there's nothing growing on the trees. It doesn't start till Tu B'Shvat. Tu B'Shvat is a Tchias HaMesim of time. Or according to Beis Shammai, Rosh Chodesh Shvat is already the Tchias HaMesim of time. They're not really arguing, as the Svarim explained. Beis Shammai says the sap is already there, B'Koyach. It just doesn't flow through the tree, B'Poyel, until Tu B'Shvat. So Beis Shammai goes by B'Koyach. There's a lot of L'Shitasei, that's Beis Shammai's opinion throughout Shas. He always begins already when there's potential. It doesn't have to, even before in actuality. According to Beis Hillel, it has to be actuality. So according to Beis Shammai, there's already the potential for the sap to flow through the tree. So Rosh Chodesh Shvat is already considered Rosh Hashanah La'ilam, which is the Tchias HaMesim of time. And when the trees experience their Tchias HaMesim, so do we. Because we are compared to a tree, Ki Adam Eitz Hasadah. And according to Beis Hillel, it's Tu B'Shvat. But everyone agrees that Teves is before that. Teves is Misa. Teves is a month of death in contrast to Kislev before and Tu B'Shvat that's coming. The goal, though, is that we, M'Mechaya Mesim, that even in a month like Teves, which is a dead month, we experience Tchias HaMesim. And after a year like this, when Va'era is Shabbos Mevorchem Shvat, so it's still in Teves, we're still in the month of Teves, as mentioned before, that in Mitzrayim, Klal Yisrael are experiencing Yitzias Mitzrayim, they're going out of the Golus of Mitzrayim by each Makkah. Each Makkah takes them out of another Tumah. There are 10 Makkahs, says the Sfas Emes. The 10 Makkahs correspond to the Aseres HaDibrois and to the Asorah Ma'amores that Hashem created the world. Every Makkah corresponds to another Maimer and to another Dibur. The world starts with the Asorah Ma'amores, Bereshis Bara Elohim. That's Elohim. 10 utterances that Hashem created the world to exist in a natural way. Then come the Aseres HaDibrois later on, where Hashem reveals a much greater revelation of Elokus in the world. Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. That's Yudke Vavke. That's the Aseres HaDibros. In between, we have the Eser Makos. The Eser Makos, when one learns Chumash on the surface, just Bal Pi Pshat, so the Eser Makos were to punish the Egyptians, and that's it. And then they enabled the Jews to be able to go out of Mitzrayim. Tell us the Sifrei Chasidus, the Svarim of Pnimiyus HaTorah, Sifrei Kabbalah, it's not that, it's much more than that, based on the Pasuk in Yeshaya. Noguf Virafu, that every Makos serves as a plague for the Egyptians and a refuah for Klal Yisrael. Just like the Or HaGonuz, for us it's light, for them it's Choshech. Like Makas Choshech. For them it was Choshech, Ulechol B'nei Yisrael Loya Or B'mar Shavoysam. So every Makkah, whatever it did to the Egyptians, it did the exact opposite to the Jews. And it took them one step out of Mitzrayim. One step at a time, it took them out of Mitzrayim. It took them, it transforms them, it prepares them from going from the Asara Ma'amorais to the Asara Hadibrais. From Elikim to Yud Kei Vavke. And every Makkah was connected a different midah, a different sphera. There are 10 sphera, he says, it says in Sifrei Kabbalah. It's also based on a medrash. Everything in Kabbalah and Chassidus, there's nothing new. There's no such thing as a new Torah, Chas V'Shalom. It's all there. It was all in the Aseres Hadibris. As in each generation, more and more becomes revealed, but it's all hinted in Chumash and Gemara and Midrashim. And the Medrash says, "Ba'asara dvarim nivra ha'olam." And the Medrash basically numerates the Eses Sfirois in a different way, but it's mamish the same thing. So the 10 Sfirois, which are Keser, Chochma, Bina, Chesed, Gevura, Teferis, Netzach, Hod, Yisod, Malchus, which we have, every person has in his own neshama, Eser, Koiches, HaNefesh, that are split into 2, 7 emotions and 3 powers of intellect. That's why the makos are split into 2. You have 7 makos here and 3 makos in the next parsha. Why are they split 7, 3? The same thing in Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is a land of 10 nations. 7 we have now, 3 we will have in the future. The Asara Ma'amara is also the first 3 are about Shamayim, the latter 7 are about Oretz, Aseres Hadibris as well. We see this separation between 7 and 3. We see it also in the 10 weeks after Shavuos Batamas, 3 weeks of Sadness, 7 weeks of Nechama. It's all 3 and 7. The Reb Tzadik in his Sefer Pri Tzadik elaborates, I think, this week's parasha, next week's parasha, about this number and about the 7 and the 3. So that there's the 7 midos and there's the gimel moichin. This world we work on the 7 midos, the emotions, and next world we work on the 3 powers of intellect, the chachma bina das, or kesa chachma bina. So the 10 makos purify the eser koichos hanefesh of every yid. Every yid went out of another koyach hatumah and was prepared for another koyach of kedusha in his eser koichos hanefesh while the makos were taking place in Mitzrayim. And every makkah corresponds to another sphera. We don't have time to go through all of it now. And in previous years, and I guess it's, some of it could be heard online, we went through different makkahs and their connection to different spheras. And b'negeil eilenu, in the time that we're in now, which is shayvavim, we're working on the midah of yisoid, tzvardeya, the frogs, or some say the crocodiles. Most of Rishonim say they were crocodiles, even though in kindergarten, they tell us that it was frogs, and everyone comes home with the frogs. True, yes, Rashi says that, Ibn Ezra says that, but all the other Rishonim say they were crocodiles, Ramban, Rabbeinu Hananel, Abarban, and others. Or they were both, as the Malbim says, amphibians. So the Tzvardeim, Makkah's Tzvardeia was the second Makkah. And every makkah corresponds to another sphere. So, and the Arizal says it goes mitata le'ela. So it starts with malchus, which was the last sphere. Then comes yisoid, hoid, till all the way up till keser, which is makkas b'chayres, keneged bereishis. So tzvardeya, which is makkah number 2, is keneged yisoid, if we count it backwards. That's how the Arizal says it goes mitata le'ela. And it's interesting that Rashi tells us here, everything's hinted in Rashi and in the Mefarshim, Rashi tells us by Makas Oroiv, he first says it by the 4th Makkah, he says that in the Medrash, there are reasons given for each Makkah why they occurred. And he says, V'yesh tam bedavar ba'agoda b'chol Makkah u'makkah lamazu v'lamazu. And he says, B'tachsise mulchamais melachim bo'aleihem, that Hashem attacked the Egyptians the way kings fight their wars. And then he says, Keseder Malchus Keshetzora Al-Ir, in the order of the kingdom who besieges a city. It's interesting. Keseder Malchus. The Arizal says that the Makkahs go from Malchus, which is the last sphere, till Keser. Keseder Malchus, Rashi is hinting to us over here. And he says, what does the enemy do first? First, they destroy the water supply. B'tchilu makalkal mayon oiser, so the enemy shouldn't have what to drink. That's Makas Dam. And then he says, Ba'achakach, toikin aleihem umerian bashoiforois. They blow, they use psychological warfare, they blow shoiforois, trumpets or horns, and liyaram to scare them, ulavahalam, and to that they should tremble. And the same thing as the frogs, they were mekarkarim, vahim, they were croaking and making so much noise, so it would scare the enemy. So what is Rashi telling us? The tzvardeya is the shoifer. The tzvardeya, for the Egyptians, there was a lot of noise, and it drove them crazy, and Paro can't take it. What did it do for Klal Yisrael, though? For Klal Yisrael, it was the shoifer gadol. As the pasuk says at the Haftarah last week, introducing us to the days of Shoivavim. Shoivavim tat, these are the days that we're supposed to hear the shoifer gadol of La'asid Lavei, which the purpose of that shoifer is L'kabetz Nidochim. Ubo ha'ivdim v'hanidochim e'eretz Mitzrayim. Hinei anoichi noigeif es kol gevulecha ba'tzefardim. These words, which is the pasuk introducing us to the makkah of Tzfardeya, which made a lot of noise, which was keneged the midah of Yisoid, which is what we're working on during these weeks, which is shofar gadol. Hinei anoichi noigeif es kol gevulecha ba'tzefardim is begematri yitoka b'shofar gadol ubo ha'ivdim. That's what it did to Klal Yisrael. Shofar gadol is begematria yerach teves, the month we're in now. And the interesting thing is, shofar gadol is also equal to chodesh shvat. Yerach teves, chodesh shvat, is the month of, these 2 months, the months of shofar, are the months of shofar gadol. Months that prepare us for the shofar gadol. Months that we can be mesakeh to kab shofar gadol l'cheiruseinu v'sonneis l'kabetz goli yoseinu. And then we're zoichet to daven. Then we're zoicha to praise and thank Hashem. L'hoidus l'shem kodshecha l'shtabeach b'sihil osecha. That's why you find by Makas Tzvardeya a tremendous emphasis on davening. Paro, he says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Hatiru el Hashem. Paro is telling us to daven. The Satan, the Eitzahar, is telling us to go and daven. L'mosai atir l'cha. When shall I daven for you? V'yetzei Moshe v'arim. V'yitzak Moshe el Hashem. Tzakoseinu, tzaka. You don't find by every makkah this, only by a few, by Tzfardeya. The first one, by Dam, there's no tefillah at all. Paro is willing to wait it out. Paro has no problem waiting it out. Vayifen Paro, vayovay el beisoy, v'leishos libay gam lezois. He waits and finished. According to many, he bought water from Jews, so he had water. But by Tzfardeya, he couldn't hold out anymore. By Tzfardeya, he wanted the makkah to end before the 7 days. Every makkah was supposed to last 7 days. If one looks at the psukim, literally, even our people shat. Tzfardeya obviously didn't last 7 days. Otherwise, what happened over here? Clearly, he couldn't handle it. So he's telling Moshe Rabbeinu, please end the makkah before it's time. Dam, he's willing to, he could wait. Kinim, he could wait. But Tzfardeya, he couldn't wait. Oroiv, he couldn't wait. And then Borod, he couldn't wait. That's why the pasuk says, Rak by your or tisho'arna. That's the raya that other Rishonim say, that they were not frogs, but they were crocodiles, because everyone knows the Nile River is known for its crocodiles. The Nile River is not known for its frogs. One doesn't go to the Nile River to see frogs. You can see them right here in the swamps of Far Rockaway. But crocodiles, if you want to see, you got to go to the Nile River. They remain there. They're still there. Ad hayoyim hazeh. I don't know if it's the same ones, but they're there. In other words, to remind everyone, there were once crocodiles. V'shorats hayyarts fardim is mashma. They were created for the purpose of this makkah. V'shorats, like Yishritzu hamayim sheretz nefesh chaya. This was a creation specifically for this time. And they remained there. And why? Because the makkah ended before the makkah was supposed to last a full week. The makkah didn't last a full week. He davened and the makkah ended earlier. There was a minute from my time. Perhaps had the makkah completed, if the makkah would have lasted a full week, the midah of Yisoid would have been rectified. That's why Paroi, who's the Satan, doesn't want the makkah to last a full week. He doesn't fagin that Klal Yisrael should be misakin the midah of Yisoid, which the makkah of Tzfardeya corresponds to the midah of Yisoid. So Paroi, more so for that we shouldn't experience a tikkun, asked that the makkah end earlier. Rak by your or tisha arne. It had to remain in the or because really the makkah had to last for a week.
So Vayitzak Moshe El Hashem Al Dvar HaTzefar Dem Asher Som Lefaroi.
So every Makkah took us out of another level of Tumah, prepared us for a purification from another koyach hanefesh of klalis. Every year has esa koyach hanefesh from the asorah ma'amoris to the asorah hadibrois. And the same with makas borod. Makas borod all the way at the end of the parish, which borod is very unique. We don't have the time to go through it now. We spoke about it in previous years. Borod is equal to all the other makas. Here we find by this maka that even paroi seems to fear Hashem. And Moshe has to tell him, Yodati ki terem tiru in the pnei Hashem alaykim. Here it says, Hayore es devar Hashem me avdei paroi, heinis es avodavi es miknehu. That even there was such an effect that it had even on Mitzrayim, that there was yira in Mitzrayim where there's never yira. So one can imagine what it did for Klal Yisrael. This last makas borod, the last makas in this week's parasha, brought Klal Yisrael to a very, very high level of Yira, which in order to mesakein during these weeks, especially this year when there's 56 days, one has to have Yira. Only through Yira is it possible for a person to be Zoyche. Yira Shamayim is the only way that a person could be Zoyche to be mesakein himself during the weeks of Shevavim Tat. And as the Pasuk says here, Bezois Teida Ki Ani Hashem. Bezois Teida Ki Ani Hashem is Begematria Yira Shamayim, which is the shoyrish hanelam of every yid has a shoyrish hanelam. Others call it the pintal yid, others call it the etzem, the kudas hayahadus. The shoyrish hanelam is becoming revealed here in this parasha when Klal Yisrael is separating from Mitzrayim, like the birth. Yitzias Mitzrayim is the birth of Klal Yisrael, as the Navi Yecheskel says. And just like before birth, the fetus begins to separate from the mother, and then it becomes an entity by its, after it's born, it becomes its own entity. But even in the mother already, it's starting to rip apart. Va'era is the beginning of the birth. Klal Yisrael is beginning to, lokachas le'goy mikerev goy, it's the beginning of the leida process, which leads to, of course, Yitzias Mitzrayim, which is the actual leida. We're separating from the goyim. The shoyrish hanelam is becoming revealed. V'zois teida ke'ani Hashem is begematria shoyrish hanelam, which is the shoyrish that we all are returning to during these days. Al Yuval Yishalach Shoroshav Uboha Oivdim Yitoka B'Shoy Fagodl V'Yishtachavu LeHashem Behar HaKoydesh B'Rishalayim, as the Balaturim brings down, that Makas Borod did not end, just like Tzvardeya didn't really end. It remained up there, and it will continue. It says, by Melchemes Goyg U'Mogoyg, it will continue in Yerushalayim. That's where it started there in Mitzrayim, and it will end in Yerushalayim, which is also the connection between leaving Mitzrayim and going to Yerushalayim, which is what we're doing during these weeks. We're leaving Mitzrayim, Beruchnius, getting ready for Yerushalayim, Yorei Sholem, Yira Sholem. Only through Yira do we get to Yerushalayim. We should talk about Zoyche to V'Hishtachav U'la Hashem B'Har HaKodesh, and Kimei Tzeischa, Me'eretz Mitzrayim, Arenu Nefloiz, and Im Yihiyu Chato'eichem Kashonim Kasheleg Yalbinu. We all know what Sheleg means this week. Obviously, Hashem is sending us during the days of Shoivavim a major Sheleg, because He's being Metaher, as Sheleg is Tahara, Sheleg is the color white. Yes, even New York can experience Tahara, Sheleg, just like in Mitzrayim, in the Tumah of Mitzrayim, they experience all the Makas, but the purpose of all of it, of course, is for us, for Klal Yisrael, to learn, to Tiri Tikhi Musa, as Rashi brings over here, on the Pasuk, Ba'ani Aksha Esleif Paroi, that the only reason that Hashem brings Peronius on the Umas is for us to take a lesson from it. Hashem, maybe Peronius al Ha'umas, Kadesh Shiyishmu Yisrael V'yiro, not that we're calling this storm a Peronius Chas V'Sholem, but everything is Menashamayim. Perhaps we can learn from that Hashem is blanketing us with Tahara, with Sheleg. We should be Zoichataka to experience total Tahara, and the streets should be cleaned. A good evening. We have a minute.